am joined on the phone today by Superintendent Tim Lutz in response to the bomb threat that is not believed to be credible at Bemidji area schools.
Got a call this morning from Chief Mastin, and the caller made the call from the Twin Cities, the East Metro area, and the call to dispatch was made down there. And when the dispatcher asked the caller, who sounded like a teenager, what they meant when they said they were going to blow up Bemidji area schools. Now, what do you mean by that? Then the caller repeated himself or herself, and the dispatcher said, but you're down here in St. Paul. What do you mean? How are you going to do that? And the caller just repeated it again. I'm just going to blow up all the Bemidji area schools. And because of the fact that the call took place down in the East Metro area, it sounded like a teenager or a child who didn't know where they were. Law enforcement is quite confident that this is just a prank call. But out of an abundance of caution, we still have had officers out at our buildings, and we've had our custodial staff checking the inside and the outside of our buildings to make sure nothing looks out of the ordinary. So from the guidance of law enforcement, we believe that this is just a prank phone call, but we also think it's important that we let parents know. So I did send out a notice to all parents so that parents can make the decision as to whether or not they want to pick up their children.
All right. And if a parent so chooses to remove their child from school today, they just call their school's attendance office? Like if you would for pick up for an appointment or something?
Yes, and the school office will reach out to the student and have them ready to be picked up at the entryway, and they are welcome to do that and to head home for the day today. This is the time of the year also when we tend to get threats like this in the spring, and again, we've worked with law enforcement, and looking at all the research, they've been able to narrow down the caller to about a 900-meter area down in the East Metro, and they believe that they will be able to find out who this caller is by tracking the phone and get to the bottom of it. But in the meantime, just because we can't take any potential call completely cavalierly, we have to make sure that we are aware of what is happening and to make sure parents are aware of it and to give them the option, if they're not comfortable keeping students in school, to come and get their children.
All right. Well, is there anything else about this situation that you wanted to be sure we get on the air before I let you go today?
I think just to make sure parents know that all of our staff and all of our custodial people are on the alert and looking for anything out of the ordinary just in case. But again, after working with law enforcement, while we can't ignore calls like this, we are quite confident this is just a prank call. And nevertheless, we will continue to keep our eyes and ears open and provide any updates as anything comes through to us. But we do believe this is a prank call.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us such a great update here, Superintendent Lutz. I'm sure we'll chat again very soon.